July 6, 1922. Blessing which Jesus gave to his mama before his passion. One who lives in the divine will is the depository of the sacramental life of Jesus. I was thinking and accompanying Jesus in the hour of the passion when he went to his divine mama to ask for her holy blessing. And my most sweet Jesus, in my interior, told me, "My daughter, before my passion, I wanted to bless my mama and be blessed by her. But it was not only my mama that I blessed, but all creatures, and not only those which are animate, but also the inanimate. I saw the creatures weak, covered with wounds, poor. My heart had a throb of sorrow and of tender compassion, and I said, 'Poor humanity, how decayed you are. I want to bless you, so that you may rise again from your decay. May my blessing impress in you the triple seal of the power, the wisdom, and the love of the three divine persons. And may it restore your strength, heal you, and enrich you. And in order to surround you with defense, I bless all things created by me, that you may receive them all blessed by me. I bless for you the light, the air, the water, the fire, the food, so that you may remain as though submerged and covered by my blessing. And since you did not deserve it, I wanted to bless my mama, using her as channel in order to make my blessings reach you. And just as my mama requited me with her blessings, so do I want creatures to requite me with their blessings. But, alas, instead of a requital of blessings, they requite me with offenses and maledictions. Therefore, my daughter, enter into my will, and rising upon the wings of all created things, seal all of them with the blessings that all should give me, and bring the blessings of all to my sorrowful and tender heart.'" And then, after I did this, as though to repay me, he said to me, "My beloved daughter, I bless you in a special way. I bless your heart, your mind, your motion, your word, your breath. I bless all of you and everything in you." Then, after this, I followed the other hours of the Passion, and while I was following the Eucharistic Supper, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and with the tip of his finger, he knocked strongly within my interior, so much so that I heard him with my ears, and I said to myself, "What could Jesus want that he is knocking?" And he, calling me, told me, "It was not enough to knock so as to be heard, but also to call you so as to be listened to. Listen, my daughter. While I instituted the Eucharistic Supper, I called everyone around me. I looked at all generations, from the first to the last man, in order to give my sacramental life to all. And not once, but so many times, for as many as he needs corporal food. I wanted to constitute myself food for the soul. But I was very troubled at seeing that this, my sacramental life, would be surrounded by scorns, by neglects, and even by ruthless death. I felt ill. I experienced all the grips of the death of my sacramental life, so harrowing and repeated. I looked more closely. I made use of the power of my will and I called around me the souls who would live in my will. Oh, how happy I felt. I felt surrounded by these souls, whom the power of my will kept as though submerged, and who had my will as center of their life. I saw my immensity in them, and I found myself well defended from them, and to them I entrusted my sacramental life. I deposited it in them, so that they would not only take care of it, but requite me for each consecrated host with one life of theirs. And this happens naturally, because my sacramental life is animated by my eternal will, and the life of these souls has my will as center of life. Therefore, when my sacramental life is formed, my volition, acting in me, acts in them, and I feel their life in my sacramental life. They multiply with me in each host, and I feel I am given life for life. Oh, how I exulted in seeing you as the first one, you whom I called in a special way to form your life in my will. I made in you the first deposit of all my sacramental lives. I entrusted you to the power and to the immensity of the Supreme Volition, that they might render you capable of receiving this deposit. And from that time, you were present to me, and I constituted you depository of my sacramental life, and in you all other souls who would live in my will. I gave you primacy over everything, and with reason, because my will is not subject to anyone, and even over the apostles and the priests. In fact, if they consecrate me, they do not, however, remain as life together with me. On the contrary, they leave me alone and forgotten, not caring about me, while these souls would be life within my own life, inseparable from me. This is why I love you so much. It is my own will that I love in you.